Welcome to Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Wednesday, the 28th of July. One of us was not very happy today.
I wouldn't say not happy.
You were cranky.
No,
You were cranky. And we did look at...
Are you threatening to steal my lunch the second
hey,
I walked in the door?
Come on. Is that what you're angry about? Oh, we shouldn't be doing this on the podcast. About we're looking at Kayleigh McEwen because she had that wonderful win in the 100 metres backstroke.
Yeah, and leave it at that. What a winner.
Hang on. Thanks to Channel 7.
What would you like to say to your mum and your sister for now?
Now you've put it on the podcast. Just take the focus off that and make the focus on a swim.
We looked at that. Also, I've been getting into a bit of trouble at home.
Yeah, well, surprise, surprise. You are trouble. How about trying to find out what to watch at the Olympics at the moment?
It has been an issue to find out what's on, Robert. I agree with you, buddy.
Been difficult.
Yeah.
I sort of find myself surfing between channels, wondering when I'm going to get to see what I need to see. Because
yeah.
I don't quite advertise on 7 Plus what might be of great interest to the average Australian.
Look, you can go online and they have the full schedule of events, but they've got basketball, archery, artistic gymnastics. They've got a lot.
And, you know, if I struggle to concentrate on things that are in great density on one page.
But it scrolls across. You can scroll across and go, okay, in basketball today, you've got the men's prelim final between Nigeria and I think it is Germany.
Okay.
And
but no, no, I didn't want that. So then go find something else.
Yeah, okay. Beach volleyball, prelim match today.
Can you see, off the top of your head, can you see the next Australian gold medal attempt?
No, you've really
got to find.
You've got to really search. That's
whereas
the Daily Telly.
How good's the Daily Telly? I mean, it has its issues, but, you know.
Sometimes.
But it is great for some things, and this is one of them. It just says on the page, top 15 things to watch today. That's what I want for a simple man.
Robert said to me, well, how do I find it? And I said, I'll print it out for you. So you just go on, and it's got the top 15, including the title fight, which is not about boxing, but it's about swimming today.
I know. Ariane Titmus and Katie Ledecky are going head-to-head in the 200.
That's right, the US GOAT at
11:40. One of the races of Tokyo.
Yes.
And not only that, it says when to watch at 11:40 a.m.
Now, I'm in weightlifting. I love weightlifting. And Brandon Wakeling, he competes in the men's 73 snatch at the impressive weightlifting arena from 250, the Savo.
I know. I'll be watching that. What about the boom boom?
Yeah,
if you want to get
what are the boomers?
Who come up against Italy off the back of a win against Nigeria in their first match, when to watch 6:20 p.m. tonight.
And Mitch Larkham, Robert, has a chance to become the first Australian. It gives you a little bit of details to win a medal in the men's 200 individual medley. They call it the IM.
See,
and 8:50.
All seven had to do was they got their seven, they got the seven mate, they've got every event under the sun. All they needed next to seven mate was a page that said top things to watch today.
Yeah.
And have just a screen with that page on it would be enough.
And then to put the local competitors like tonight, men's football.
And then what you could do is you could click, we should work for them and do this.
Yeah, why wouldn't
you? You could click on the items in the top 15 that you like and it would put it in your viewing schedule.
Exactly.
And then when it comes, you get a warning on the screen that says
your event is about to start.
Why wouldn't they do that?
Get off the equestrian.
And well,
and get to your race.
All the best to our men's football team. They take on Egypt. It's at 21, so take 12 from that. It's 9 o'clock. Kai Rolls and Terrigal's Lockie Wales. And the men's hockey with Matty Dawson, Kalani Vale, Australia versus New Zealand. That's at 10:15 tonight.
Hey.
Right.
But if it wasn't for all the confusion on 7 Plus, I may never have accidentally watched the badminton.
Yeah.
And I think every sport deserves a chance.
Those table tennis tables, are they shortened when you see the table tennis tables? Mm-hmm. Are they standard Olympic table tennis tables?
What do you reckon?
I don't know. They just seem short from the angle that I was looking at. From the table tennis tables I used to play on at home, they look much smaller. I don't know.
That's because you're so much bigger now.
Sport. Oh, wasn't it good yesterday? Oh, Kayleigh McEwen.
So good. Oh, she's absolutely outstanding.
The 100 metre.
What a girl.
Backstroke.
Working her way to the lead. Can she do it? Kayleigh McEwen in front. Kayleigh McEwen touches record. She wins gold and says, Dad, I am with you today.
Oh, some fine moments in this awful
time
that we're living through. And Robert has an issue because a lot of people have been focusing on Kayleigh. Post-win, talking to the guys from Channel 7.
Refocusing.
Post-win, and Kayleigh said,
what would you like to say to your mum and your sister for now?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
And it's gone viral.
You've done it again.
And that's gone viral. And
where's the audio of her saying how proud her dad would be of her?
Oh, here we go. Because
where's that audio?
I told you he's
cranky
today.
Why isn't the focus just on the
here
race?
Here he goes. Oh, Mr. Stick Up, mate.
I'm just saying.
He's got a stick right up.
She might be a little embarrassed about having that slip out because it was a slip of the tongue.
Oh, yeah. Was she embarrassed? I don't think so. And
She might be in hindsight watching people like you harp on about it.
I'm not harping
on
about it.
On the front page of the West Australian.
It's very endearing and you just go, God, everyone says it.
To you. What if you're an eight-year-old girl aspiring to be a swimmer and you go,
everything comes back. Everything comes back to the kids.
Can you let me finish?
Yep.
Why do they keep saying about her swearing, Mum?
Oh,
she swam a great race.
Oh, my God.
You did it for a dad
today,
Mum. Why do they keep doing that?
133353. If you, I see, there's nothing wrong with
Kylie McEwen.
It is just
legend.
It'll go down in folklore.
G'day, Steve.
How are you, Rob? I'm on your side.
Oh,
thanks, mate.
Stop it.
Typical example: Dawn Fraser. Is she remembered more for stealing the flag or her achievements as a gold medalist?
Fair question, Steve.
Mate. What about Rob?
Listen to him. He's got nothing, Steve.
No. He builds all these buildings around Sydney, but there's one goat.
Doesn't matter. Dawn Fraser stealing the flag.
Oh,
stealing the flag.
You know, until you brought
and
that
she's
up,
she's a really nice lady.
Up. Until you brought that up, I had even forgotten about it. But it must say something about you, Steve, to remember it.
Steve, he doesn't like when people put him in his place, which is exactly what's happening today. Thank you, Steve,
She's
for your comments.
She's a young girl. She should be remembered for achievements.
Which they
get
should.
Get the media. Tell the media to F-bomb off.
Yeah.
Oh, there you
Thank
go.
You,
you didn't
Steve.
Have to bring that into it, mate. You brought down the tone of
She's
the show.
She's a legend.
Steve.
No worries.
See you, mate.
Bye.
G'day, Janina, Blue Bay.
G'day, Rob. I'm on your side, buddy.
Oh, thanks.
I think. Do you remember when we won the America's Cup and Bob Hawke made that notorious comment?
But it wasn't a notorious comment. If any Australian sacks
his worker for not turning up today,
he's a bum.
Exactly. Everyone knows it.
It's gone in folklore.
And who was the skipper of the America's Cup that day?
John Bertrand.
Oh, just as well you remembered something.
Yeah, in your face, pal.
Yeah, but is that really how a Prime Minister wants to be remembered? I mean, he's passed on.
Yeah. What's wrong with you two? You two have been in
Thank you, Janine.
That
thank
young
you.
Girl needs to, you know, be congratulated for what she's done.
That's
not
right.
Remembered for her slip of the tongue.
Thank you, Janine. Thank you, Janine.
My Godfather,
That's
what are
right.
you two? It was a post-win celebration. She laughed. They even had a family on last night.
You can't be told, can you? Paddy Gerard cannot be told, Janine.
Sure.
Don't even try.
What are they focusing on, that slip of the tongue?
Oh, they're not focusing on it.
Yeah,
they,
no,
it
one's, was just no one's replayed her comments about her dad. It's just
everything. They have. Everyone have been talking about her dad. And you mentioned
I mentioned it.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly. Oh,
so she's a national hero. She swam a great race, and I think that should be the focus.
Which it is.
Not F this on the front
God.
Page of the paper. Thank
Janine.
You, Janine, from Blue Bay.
You've started.
That's
you've...
right, guys. Cheers. Bye.
Channel 7, and he's live in Tokyo. Good morning, Matty.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Mate, not too bad. Mate, did that typhoon that was bearing down on Tokyo, did it cause much havoc?
No. It was amazing, actually. It was bad for a few hours yesterday morning, and then we're very lucky. I hope the people where it's hit are okay, but it skipped north. So it just went around the outside of Tokyo and kept going. So I'm outside at the moment. It's sunny, very hot, muggy, and not a breath of wind. Today. It's quite incredible.
Beautiful.
Mate, everyone's talking about Kaylee McEwen.
Oh, Kaylee McEwen she's become an instant Australian legend, eh? Not just the win in the backstroke, the amazing, incredible, like the toughness she's shown with the story of her losing her dad last year and doing it for him. And then that just like, that gets you crying. And then what gets you laughing is the hilarious, like who couldn't love her post-race interview with Nathan Templeton and the obviously, swearing on live TV is not what we're allowed to do, but I think that's just made Kaylee even more of a legend straight away, didn't it?
Oh, have a listen.
What would you like to say to your mum and your sister for now?
Yeah, oh, shit!
Oh, she's human. She is an invincible awesome. Machine, and what a sweetheart she is.
Yep.
Oh, and then second shout-out to that one has to go to Griggsy with the line afterwards that there was the first time I've had an F-bomb and a C-bomb in the same race because Emily Seabomb, of course, is racing with us. So that was that. Shout out to that too,
mate. Some big things to watch today.
Yeah, we've got Arnie V. Ledecky take two, don't we? In a 200 freestyle this morning. So Ariane Titmus actually starts favourite in a race against Katie Ledecky, which is absolutely unheard of at the Olympics, that no one's ever beaten her, let alone been favourite against her. So, like, I think she's just poised to back it up and win another gold medal in the 200 freestyle. She just looks so good, and she, the combination with her and Coach Dean Boxall, they've nailed it. They've absolutely nailed it. I haven't got jinxing her, of course, but Ledecky will hit back, but I think Titmus has got that. She's got a huge, huge shot at that gold medal today. And then keep an eye on the rowing today. The rowing, there's a chance it's four Aussie gold medals within about an hour in the fours and the quad sculls for the men and women. That'll go off if that happens.
What hour of the day is that going to be?
Rob, you've stumped me there, mate. I actually don't know. Check your... I'm struggling to keep up with everything that's happening because it's like the sports are coming thick and fast. I think it's around the middle of the day. Get on and check one. But the swimming session starts 11:30 your time.
Yeah.
And I think the rowing's not far behind, actually.
Yeah, I've got it down here. I'm just scrolling down.
You're not alone. There's so many sports, it is hard to keep track of what you're watching and when you're going to watch it.
Five past nine. You've got 9:10 the women's double sculls, 9:20 the men's double sculls, 9:30 the women's final four, 9:40 the men's. It goes right through. So you can get all the rowing. Go. Yeah, you got rowing from 9:10.
Yeah. So the rowing just goes straight into the swimming. That's beautiful. Yeah.
Matty, what do you make of the Ollie Roos chances? I mean, they downed Argentina sensationally and then lost 1-0 to Spain. They've got Egypt today. Is that right?
Yeah, Egypt are a good side too. So it's obviously a huge, huge challenge for them. But I love the way they've just taken it on. And they've got that Graham Arnold approach that he's had through all the teams he's coached before, where it's like they're here to thinking they can win a gold medal. And it's like that approach where it's like we don't fear any team. They're attacking. It's actually playing football in a way that it's really exciting to watch, and they're having a crack. So I reckon they'll beat Egypt. I feel like there's something good about that Ollie Roos team, and even the effort against Spain. That's a challenge them. Shows they're a proper side.
Does beating Egypt get them through into a quarter final?
Yeah, that gets you through into the next stage, and then who knows from there? As we've seen with the Socceroos before, when they obviously at that World Cup where they nearly knocked off Italy. Once you get through there, anyone's a chance. So go the Ollie Roos today, and also the Boomers are back up. It's all happening. It's a special thing. This Olympics, I reckon.
Good stuff. Mitch Larkham is racing in the men's 200 individual medley at 8:50. But mate, in the men's 4x200 relay at 1:26, can the Aussie men do it?
It's a big effort. The Great Britain side looks pretty much unbeatable for the gold there. I'd say they were easily the best in the heats, and the guys who won gold and silver in the 200 free didn't even race in the heats. But Australia can bring in Kyle Chalmers and Tommy Neal. Matt Horton really struggled in their heat, so I'd say the 400 champion from Rio will drop out of the team. Bring in Kyle Chalmers and Tommy Neal. Yeah, they're a chance. It's definitely a chance at a medal for sure.
Yeah, and well done to Australia men's water polo. We just spoke about that just before 8:30.
Smashed it. Mar gave us a course. He wanted to shout out to the Australian Sharks.
Yeah.
They first ever win over Croatia, right? And then, like, there's some absolutely great blokes in that team. Like, AJ Roach is one of my absolute favourites in the Olympic team. Great culture, great people in there. And, like, I reckon this is their chance, isn't it? The Sharks.
Chance. Go the Sharkies.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right, Matty, listen, we might speak to you tomorrow. Thank you very much. And you can get the Olympics Tokyo 2021 live. You can get it free on 7 and 7 Plus, the only place to see all the action. Thanks for joining us. And Matty Carmichael, hopefully we can talk tomorrow from Tokyo, buddy.
Have a corker of a day.
For sure, anytime. Thanks for helping with the schedule too, guys.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, a couple have been... Have you got the music?
Oh, yes. Valmay said she's sick of hopping on the organ.
Yeah.
So she said she's going to get on the piano today.
Oh, thank you, Val. A couple have been blasted online for their tiered level of meal options at the wedding.
Ooh.
Seems, you have different meal options, sure. But this wedding invitation that was sent out... Mm-hmm. Shows what food guests can choose from, but depending on how much they spend on the wedding gift.
Oh, so your food is dependent on what you buy for them as a gift.
It says, so that we may prepare your preferred dinner, please circle your gift level and indicate a meal of choice for each person in your party, the note read, before going on to categorise the levels of gifting.
Why didn't we think of this?
Typical from you. The options are broken down as a loving gift, anything up to $250. would get your roast chicken or swordfish.
Yeah.
You could do a silver gift, which was between $250 and $500, allowing poached salmon or sliced steak.
Wow.
And the golden gift is valued between $500 and $1,000 and would make guests eligible for the filet mignon or lobster tails. And if you wanted to go over $1,000, you get a 2-pound lobster and a souvenir champagne goblet.
Oh, wow, and water views. You're not you're not sitting beside my nana.
I know.
Holy
I mean, just
geez.
Imagine what table you'd be on, cheese toasty table with 4X gold.
Well, to other news as well, Lego has always claimed that they can build anything with their plastic building bricks. Well, now they have proof. Lego has released a 2,000... Valmay, would you get off that piano? Thank you.
The wedding's
and shut
over.
Up. Thank you, Valmay. Lego has released, and get back on the organ next time. Lego has released a 2,079 piece set that you can use to build a typewriter. You can build a
Why would anyone want to do that?
Just to go old school.
The kids that build Lego don't know what a typewriter is.
Well, they clearly do, but this isn't just some model of a vintage typewriter. This Lego build is a one-to-one model that actually works, so you can build the typewriter and then use it to type your next letter. Or if you're a cranky pants,
talk about future-proofing.
Holy, I tell you what. So if you can, but you know, sometimes around home you get a bit angry and you just throw something. So with this, you can throw it, rebuild it because it's not going to break. How good is that? Wouldn't that be good? And hopefully they progress into other things as well. So Lego are now doing a
typewriter means a completely different thing to a four-year-old.
Oh, you
know,
and
you hold them down and...
You know what? I think I've got one stuck in a cupboard somewhere. Have you got one at home?
Not a real typewriter. I'm talking about the fingers in the chest. The kids go, stop it. No. It's a typewriter.
But have you got a typewriter at home?
No.
You haven't got
one? No one on the coast has a typewriter.
I do.
If you've got a typewriter, please tell me.
Honestly, I don't know why I kept it, but it's somewhere in the house, somewhere.
You're a hoarder. You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers, download the Listener app.
We're talking L-I-S-T-N-R.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.